Natakot si Caroline Bernardi na hindi niya mararating ang taong 2016. Ilang araw bago magpasko, 8 taon na ang nakakalipas, sinabihan siya na mayroon siyang buhay na tumor sa kanyang baga. Ayon kay Caroline, nasuri siya ng mga doktor na may stage 3 cancer, na ang ibig sabihin ay nasa advanced stage na ang kanyang cancer.
Even though I had the inkling that there was something wrong, it still came as a massive shock. For me, it was very much a case of just handling the emotions, the fear, the grief of losing my life and impacting my children's life and my husband's and my family's.
Ang mga sumunod na taon sa buhay ni Caroline ay naging pisikal at emosyonal na laban. Nabigo ang chemotherapy, kaya ang isang pagsubok na gagamit ng bagong gamot ang naging pag-asa ng ina ng 2 anak. Sinabi ni Caroline na ang kanyang huling pag-asa ang naging dahilan upang siya ay maniwala.
The trial came in the format of 3 15-milligram tablets that I was to take every morning, 2 hours before, 2 hours after food, which I still take. And I had a CT scan 8 weeks after beginning this trial drug. And in 8 weeks, there was no evidence of cancer anywhere in my chest, neck, shoulders, nowhere in my body.
Subalit pagkalipas ng 7 taon, hindi pa lubusang gumagaling si Caroline at kailangan pang uminom ng gamot araw-araw. Naging tagapagtaguyod siya ng cancer research at nangunguna sa meditasyon kasama ng ibang pasyenteng may cancer. Sinabi niya na gusto niyang makagawa ng mas marami upang makatulong na sugpuin ang cancer. Ang kanyang pakiusap ay ginawa ilang linggo pagkatapos ng panukala ni Pangulong Barack Obama sa kanyang talumpati sa State of the Union nitong mga unang araw ng taon.
For the loved ones we've all lost, for the families that we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. What do you think, huh? Let's make it happen.
Naglunsad ang Estados Unidos ng tinawag nilang Operation Moonshot, isang 8 taong panimula upang matupad ang pangako ni Barack Obama. Sinabi ni Professor David Thomas, pinuno ng Cancer Division ng Garvan Institute, na ito ay maaaring mangyari.
I think we're at a really exciting time in cancer research where those sorts of statements should be aspirational goals, stretch targets if you like, that will challenge us to trying to get as close as we possibly can.
Naniniwala si Professor Thomas na ang bilang ay magsasalita para sa ganitong proyekto.
The survival rates have improved, say roughly 20% over the past 30 years. The rate of increase in knowledge generation would lead you to expect that we might be able to achieve the same thing over the next 10 years, another 20%. And 66% of people are currently cured from cancer, at least in Western communities, who have a diagnosis made. 66% can be expect overall to be cured. So if you increase that by 20% in the next decade, well, that's getting into the 80-90% range.
May mahigit na 200 uri ng cancer ngayon. Ang pinaka-ordinaryong nasuri ay ang prostate, breast, bowel, melanoma at lung cancer. Subalit kung masusuri ng maaga, ang breast cancer ay isa sa maaaring gamutin kasama ng testicular, thyroid at melanoma. Ayon kay Professor Karen Canfield na mula sa Cancer Council of New South Wales, maraming bagay ang dapat isaalang-alang pagdating sa pagbabawas ng epekto ng cancer.
When we're talking about cancer, we need to think across the spectrum from prevention to early detection and diagnosis to treatment and better survivorship programs. There are some cancer types that up until now have received less funding and we'd like to see more, and that includes, for example, lung cancer.
Ang datos ng cancer sa Australia ay nakakalungkot basahin. Ipinakita ng pinakahuling tala na aabot sa 125,000 ng bagong kaso ang nasusuri bawat taon. At ang cancer ay pumapatay ng halos 30% ng lahat ng namamatay sa bansa. Isa sa 2 lalaki at 1 sa 3 babae ang nasusuring may cancer sa kanilang buhay. Subalit sinabi ni Karen Canfield na hindi lahat ay masamang balita.
We've seen an improvement from less than half of people surviving to 5 years in the early 80s to now two-thirds of people with cancer surviving that long. So that's an indication of the success of our treatment programs, our prevention and early diagnosis efforts. We know that a third of cancers are preventable through simple lifestyle factors, stopping smoking, moderating alcohol, maintaining a good diet and healthy weight.
Bilyon-bilyong dolyar ang ginagastos sa research at treatment ng cancer sa Australia. Naniniwala si Professor Thomas na ang ilan sa salaping ito ay kailangang ilipat sa paggagamot ng ilang bihirang uri ng kanser upang mabigyan ng mas malalim na pangunawa ang ganitong kondisyon at sa dulo ay pigilan ang sakit sa umpisa pa lamang.
We need to have more clinical trials, more creative clinical trials that are targeted towards neglected populations. I think Australia has the perfect infrastructure to become an incubator for clinical trials, research-driven treatment of patients with cancer.
Sinabi naman ni Caroline Bernardi na hindi nawawala ang kanyang pag-asa na isang araw lahat ng uri ng cancer ay magagamot.
You know, we're all human beings, we're all in it together. So collaborate and why not have a future without cancer?